half a day, brothers and sisters of the Guam Federation of Teachers and my other fellow citizens of the westernmost part of our country. I wish I could be with you in person. I so fondly remember my visit to your beautiful island in 1995. With your support, I too will give you a president who pays as much attention to the needs of the territory as to those of the states.
Now that's Senator Hillary Clinton courting her brothers and sisters in Guam. Well, there's a reason. Because tomorrow they go to the polls in this tiny Pacific island, a U.S. territory. It has five precious super delegates. And in this incredibly tight primary race, as we've all been talking, David Walrice here from Morehouse College, and of course you, John, my co-host. Very tight primary season. Every one of those delegates counts for Barack Obama and for Hillary Clinton. And Taling Taitano, you are one popular woman right now, aren't you?
Yes, certainly. I've been courted by both the Hillary camp and the Obama camp, and like you said, they're fighting over every delegate they can get.
And Taling, you are one of those super delegates. You are backing Hillary Clinton. When did you decide to go for Clinton, and why?
Well, back in December, I made the decision to support the Clinton campaign. I think that she's got the right mix of experience in this time of economic crisis. And
that's fine. Okay, you support Hillary. But what I want to know is how much have you been focused on by the campaigns?
Exactly.
I'm part of the Asia-Pacific Caucus, and they've been calling me. And actually, I get emails from everybody every day. I get calls frequently. The Obama people are trying to convince me to come over to the other side. So every vote counts. So
have you felt torn at all? I mean, basically there are two superdelegates, yourself and your colleague, who have made their decision of who they're going to.
Congresswoman Madeline Berdallo, yes.
The congresswoman has made her decision. But tomorrow, the people of Guam, their votes will dictate where the other three delegates go, to whom, I should say, the other three delegates go.
Actually, yes, that's true. Well, in a sense, the other three superdelegates they don't run for a candidate, so pretty much they can decide who to support. But there is, some of the teams have actually come out and committed. So there's like a team of chair and vice chair that have committed to Clinton.
But
we have eight delegates that are running as pledged delegates.
I see. But this is unprecedented, this amount of attention to the Guam primary.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be an earthquake out there, right?
It's a country of 173,000 people, just to remind folks.
Yeah. Well, by the time we have our primary, it's already been decided. So with the contest so tight, everybody's focusing on each election.
Well, Taling Taitano, Democratic Party Committee Woman in Guam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
If you do end up deciding the campaign, we will fly you out here to New York. I think
you heard it here. I think you heard it here. And a few
other
folks have heard that, so we're going to hold him to that. You take care. Good luck tomorrow.
How does personal narrative play in Guam, do you think, David Walrice?
Yeah, I would imagine it'd play big just like everywhere else, but it's amazing that it's so tight, I tell you.
We've got some economic indicator responses. Here's one.
Hello, I work at a major department store, and I know the economy is in a downturn when I see brand new merchandise coming off the truck from the distribution centers, already marked at clearance, half price, because we've got too much and it's not selling out on the sales floor. Thank you.
And Elizabeth from Boston, she tells us, when I see one-third of the American people deciding not to take summer vacations, I see economic downturn.
Two of the last three times I was out to dinner in two different states, the folks in the immediate next booths had their credit cards declined. That's so fast.
Wow.
Both times
the
manager was involved, and it was so awkward and sad. I've sworn off going out to dinner until the economy is looking rosier. I like your show, by the way, says Rick from Long Island.
And
that's
Andy from Sussex County, New Jersey, says he knows there's a problem with the economy when car aficionados don't bring their cars out to the show.
You mean like the car show?
Like the car shows and all the parades. You've seen the Porsche car parades, the ladybug car parades.
The Ladybug Carp.
Haven't you seen the Ladybug Carp?
I think we should send you to the Ladybug Carp.
I'm telling you. Well, David Wall Rice, when do you know? Fill in the blank for us. You know the economy is bad when you see what?
You know, I'm still transfixed on this Vespa thing. In Atlanta, it was like National Vespa, or excuse me, Vespa Day.
And so really?
It was like
really?
A gang of cats on Vespas, and I got a little scared. But that was something that was really interesting to me. There seemed more Vespas than cars on the road.
Well, you can go to our website. We've got video of Vespas on our website at thetakeaway.org. You can also leave your economic indicator suggestions at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And really quick, Anne Marie from Massachusetts said, you know it's pretty bad when people are waiting in line to buy gas for $3.48 a gallon.
You can't really shop around. No, sir. No. David Wall Rice, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.